My name is Edmund Harley, and I'd like to welcome you to the first episode of Stories by the Creek That Help You Sleep. The goal of the show is to help you relax and decompress from the stress many of us endure in our daily activities. Even though the title says to help you sleep, I hope you can use the show whenever you need to relax. We hope to give you a chance to free your mind from work, kids, etc. The format is simple. I will be reciting short stories from the past. You will hear a babbling brook in the background. I hope it will allow you to imagine a comfortable setting. To make the show better, we will need your feedback. Please email me at storiesbythecreek@gmail.com. Our first story is entitled, Eggy. Enjoy. My first car was a Mustang 66 with a 3-speed manual transmission. I bought it from a woman in Maryland who left it in a garage where her son had parked it before he went off to Vietnam. He didn't return from Vietnam, but she didn't want to get rid of the car, just as she did not want to change his bedroom. Finally, some of her friends were saying that it was time for her to let it go. They knew the heartbreak that she would feel, but it was time to let it go because the grief had gone on too long. I saw an article in the paper in 1978, The Penny Saver. There was a local sales paper that was printed where people could sell things similar to what the internet is today. And it had cars for sale, autos for sale, parts for sale, refrigerators for sale, beds for sale, anything you wanted to sell out of your house, you would sell it off of the Penny Saver. Cheap ads, DBAs were filed so you can get your business license. And I had about $250. So I was in the $250 range. I didn't care about the type of car I got. I just wanted a car. And I came across a 66 Mustang, as I mentioned, 3-speed, for $200. I called the woman up. She told me she was out in Chantilly, Maryland, which is a long ways. I got on the bus and rode it and transferred and rode it again and walked down this street of houses, nice houses, small family, 2 bedrooms, trees and green all around, big backyards with garages. So I go up and I knock on the door and she said, hey, very friendly older woman, very nice, offered me some lemonade. She said, but I think you want to see the car. I said, okay. It's in the garage. Let me get the key. And she goes in the kitchen and she's got a ton of keys sitting up on the wall, all on hooks. And she looks and she finds the keys to the car. And it's funny, back in those days, the Ford key had a square top. Most keys were curved, but the Ford key had a square top, and then you would have the key underneath. So you knew it was a Ford key. They made their special keys. She gets down to open the garage door, but she's old and out of course, being the gentleman that I am. Go down and open it up for her to take the lock off, and then pull the old wooden garage, which comes back at you. So while you're pulling it, you got to move everyone back. This isn't the ones that fold up into the ceiling. This is one of those ones that pulls out and smack you in the face. So I pull it up, and that's when I saw My first car, which I named Eggie. It was a blue Mustang in mint condition. It was unbelievable for $200. I looked at the inside. She said, well, I topped off the oil and I charged the battery, but and filled the tires with air. But it's been in here for an awful long time, so I hope it works. I said, can I start it? Sure. Started it up. Put it in neutral. So I wouldn't destroy it. Thank God I knew how to drive a stick. Put it in neutral. Made sure the brake was on and started it up. The first start was jagged. It started and then it puttered out. I was like, oh man, that's a bad engine. So I hit the gas and started the second time. Second time I started it, I was like, oh, okay, good. Then it idled down. You know how they used to idle down? They'll start out like this big roar and then they idle down. And it idled down. I got out of the car. I said, can I see the engine? She was like, sure. So I opened the hood and I pushed it up. And there was this little teeny Ford engine. I think it's a Ford 325. It goes sideways almost. It's almost like a Mazda engine, but it's such a little tiny engine. And around this little tiny engine is this huge block where you could put like a huge engine. But they decided to put a little tiny engine. And I looked at it, I said, wow, this has a lot of engine space. I can put a bigger engine in there and make this car fly. She looked at me, she said, what did you say? I said, I can put a bigger engine in here and make this car fly. This car can fly. She said, that's what my son said. Do you want to buy it? I said, yes, I do. She said, the car is yours. And that's how I got Eggie.